Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you? Your background is not normal.
I am in Nashville. I arrived last night
Yeah.
because tonight my sister and our dear listener and my dear friend Elizabeth
Oh,
are headed
hey.
to an Isbell concert at the Ryman.
I love it. I'm jealous.
I couldn't tell if you were frozen
No,
or just pausing
I'm
because
pausing
as we have
because,
established,
yeah.
you spend the entirety of the podcast frozen for me. I can usually hear your audio pretty well, but the video just stays frozen.
So I was thinking if I was jealous or not, actually. I love Jason Isbell. I love his music. However, comma,
Yeah.
a crowd is not what I'm here for. So, I am jealous. I think I would like to go to a concert kind of like that. I think that would be okay. I'm
Yeah.
not here for like the gigantic, stadium tours. That's too many people.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Ryman, the Ryman's great. It's pretty easy. I don't even know. We're going to dinner beforehand at Rolf and Daughters, which is a great place. I haven't been in a long time, but I don't even know if we're driving or if we're Ubering, and I don't know. But anyway, it's pretty easy, and you don't ever. The only time you feel like you're in a crowd is if you go to the bar or you go to the merch tables.
Gotcha.
But if you don't do either one of those, you don't ever really feel like you're in a crowd at the Ryman. So highly recommend. And Jason does. He typically does like a 2 week residency every year. So it used to be that as soon as he announced, they would sell out. But it's gotten to where they don't. Like there's like I think there's some tickets available for each night still. So y'all should come and go to the Ryman. You should go to the Ryman and see anybody. Anybody's good at the Ryman.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's such a historic and amazing place that anybody you see there, that's maybe adding to my bucket list.
And it's fun because if they're playing the Ryman, they're very excited to be playing the Ryman. Like it's still a big deal to all the musicians. So, yeah, so that's fun. And then I did not have plans to do this until I received a text message 2 nights ago from the nephew that said, "Wait, you're not coming to parents' weekend?"
Okay, that's about the sweetest thing, right?
It is, except I'm like, well, no, I'm not coming to parents'
Oh.
weekend. First of all, I'm your aunt,
Yeah.
as we established in Italy. And second of all, you didn't ask me to come to parents' weekend. Like, I didn't know I was invited. And he was like, "Of course you're invited. Come on." So not only am I going to parents' weekend, I'm going to spend the night in the nephew's guest bedroom.
I can't wait to see how this goes. If
Oh
you will
God, I'm
meet the
only going to stay one day
standards that
there.
the cameras and the notes around the house set for you.
God, all right. Right. Well, they'll be there in person too, because it's parents'
Oh.
weekend. So yeah. So
I can't wait.
I'll have to be on our best behavior.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so that'll be fun. And then I'll head back. I think I'll probably leave Saturday. There are still tickets available for the game. But I don't really think I want to. Your comment about the crowds, I really don't think I want to go to a football game that I don't, no offense, really care about.
No, and I may have told you, my cousins were like, "Hey, are you coming to an Auburn game this year?" And I'm like, "Well, I got the best excuse in the world these days. I have to preach
Right.
the next day. Sorry." But no, I don't. The real reason is I don't do crowds anymore. I just don't. I don't like that many people touching me. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the Auburn Mercer game.
Well, that'll be fun.
But yeah, that'll be
And there won't
fun.
be a
But
crowd.
yeah, so yep. Right. Although Will did put in, I can't, I don't know what kind of, some sort of lottery where he can ask for extra tickets. And he asked for an extra ticket to the Mercer Auburn game and was denied. So I don't know, Katie. It might be a bigger draw than you're
Might
anticipating.
be all those Mercer Bears.
Listen.
Okay. Well, all right.
But yeah, so excited about that. And just to keep y'all updated on the baseball world, the Cubbies hung on. They got to a game five, but they lost game five. So the Cubbies are out. So at this point, we have the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners on the American League side, and we have the Milwaukee Brewers and the Los Angeles Dodgers on the National League side. And I'm firmly team Mariners.
Okay.
Let's go Mariners.
All
That's
right.
what, that's who we're rooting for at this point. The Dodgers are just like, we were laughing about it last night because they didn't, like, they had to start in Milwaukee because Milwaukee had home field advantage because they won the most games in the entire Major League Baseball this year. And it's just like the Dodgers, it doesn't matter that they had no pitching in June, that all their starting pitchers got hurt. It doesn't matter because all they are built to play for late September, October. And it's like everybody else is just, hanging around.
Yeah.
So anyway, that series has started. They won the first two games in Milwaukee. So they are going back to LA. I think they play tonight, up two games. The Mariners also won two games in Toronto, but they played game three last night, and Toronto won that game. So apparently home field advantage is not existent in this current series.
Apparently
So
not.
we shall see. We shall see what happens. But yeah, go Mariners. Go Cal Raleigh. Go Big Dumper.
Big dumper.
The Big Dumper, y'all. Why
It's my
wouldn't we?
favorite
Why wouldn't
nickname.
we? Right? And other than that, like, just fall break is hell. Everybody needs to go home.
Yeah.
It's not, we did finally start getting, our mornings are finally cooling off. It's still 90 degrees in the afternoon, but at least our mornings are a little more bearable. So,
Yeah.
but still, at one night this week, there's this gigantic sea turtle sculpture. That sits sort of right under my bedroom window. And I hate that. I will often post on Instagram about the effing turtle because children love the turtle and it's large, so they can climb on it and they get very excited when they see it and they begin yelling about the turtle. And the turtle's right outside a coffee shop. And so quite often, dad will take the kids
And
and
let
go get
them.
coffee to let mom sleep in, which means Mandy can't sleep. Not that honestly, at this point in time in my life, it really matters because when I get to sleep beyond 3:30 a.m., that's a good night. That's a good night. So usually I'm awake. But even if I'm awake, that doesn't mean that I want to listen to your children hollering. And listen, that's what these children were doing. I grew up in South Georgia. I know what hollering is, and these children were hollering. Why do we not teach our children that it is never, unless you are bleeding or broken, there's no need to
No
ever
need to holler.
holler.
No.
No need.
I'm thinking you need one of two things: a giant water gun and or a box of water balloons. Just
Just
pelt them.
drop them on their When we were seniors in high school, we all went to the summit for our graduation in Panama City. That was where we stayed. We got a penthouse at the summit. because they were like, I don't remember, six or eight of us. So
Yeah.
we needed a big. And then some other friends of ours were like, oh, well, that's a great idea. We'll get one too. And then our enemies thought it was a great idea and they got one too. And they specifically requested the room next to us. And my friend Kelly and I were sitting out on the balcony one day, and all of a sudden there were just streams of water coming from the balcony next door onto our balcony. And we stood up and peeked around, and they were shooting water guns at our towels hanging on the balcony.
Stop it.
So
Stop it.
that's all I can think of when you say I need a water gun.
Very effective.
Right? Yeah, it's a good idea. Good idea. Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, surely it's winding down. Like usually, Columbus Day is the peak.
Yeah.
So hopefully, this is sort of the
Yeah.
last week of it. It took me when I go get my allergy shots. It usually takes me 30 minutes to get there, 30 minutes to get home, and it took me an hour yesterday, just because of fall break traffic. An hour to
Yeah.
get there and an hour to get home. So, boo.
That reminds me of
Boo.
driving in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Ugh,
Exactly right.
gross.
So what's going on with you, Katie?
Well, Auburn lost to Georgia.
Yes. Yes, they did.
My campaign continues to get an entirely new system for referees. There is no reason that 2 minutes of football should take a half an hour to play.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no reason. But the thing
Right.
that I feel most vindicated about is that even the Georgia fans know that Kirby was calling a timeout. Apparently, we have a new way to clap, and it looks like you're calling a timeout, and yet that's clapping.
Did you see the meme? For those of our listeners who don't know what we're talking about,
Right.
Kirby was all of a sudden running down the sideline trying to call a timeout before they got a delay of game.
Yes.
And something else happened so that they weren't going to get that penalty. And then he didn't want to waste the timeout. So he said, I wasn't calling timeout, I was clapping.
Clapping, and the way he
But then
said it was so whiny.
the announced like the announcers calling the game, like they replay it, and
Yeah,
y'all, he's so clearly calling timeout.
so clearly. And now he has doubled and tripled down about it too. And every press conference when he's asked about it, he's still lying.
It's just silly. Did you see the Obby meme where Obby's standing there calling timeout and the caption says, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands?
I haven't seen the Obby version of it, but I've seen a bunch of them. Like content creators on TikTok, like that have nothing to do with Auburn the other day, were like doing the happy and you know it, clap your hands, time out. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, time out, It's cracking me up. So I feel a little vindicated in that way. But I mean, the truth is, if we had played better, it wouldn't be a factor, blah, blah, blah. But like, at some point, we have to do something about the referees changing the trajectory of the game. That should not happen. And that has happened far too much this season. So I don't
And it
know.
feels like, especially to poor little Auburn.
I know. Poor little Auburn. Kick us when we're down.
Right? I just don't get that. I don't get
Yeah.
that mentality. When Mercer played Alabama and people were like cheering against Mercer, like,
Why?
what are we doing? What
Why?
are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Auburn's
Yeah.
been good this year, so it's like,
Yeah.
especially,
I know.
it makes it worse.
Yes.
Bless their little heart.
I know. Bless their little pea-picking hearts. And bless Kirby for being so whiny. We need to pray for his
Silly. It's
spirit.
just silly.
The other thing that happened this week is in a couple weeks, I've got a really busy week. Really busy week. I have meetings out of town. I have Zoom calls that last all day. I have all kinds of stuff. And of course, that's the week I get a jury summons. So Monday, in a couple Mondays anyway, I have to hopefully I'll get that phone call. Hopefully I'll get the call, because it's Dooley County. There can't be a lot of trials happening that says, no, we're not going to have anything this week. That's what I'm hoping for.
It Superior Court?
I don't remember. It's in the other room. I think so. I'm debating wearing my collar, my clergy collar.
Don't know. That could play either way.
I know, that's what I was reminded, that the defense would love that. So I probably
Depends
won't.
on what kind of case.
Yeah. So
So
yay
yeah, that
me.
might bite you in the butt.
I know,
You
right?
know, I lived within a mile of the courthouse for the first, 40 years of my life, basically. And then when I moved to the beach, the courthouse is all the way up into Funiak. So it's like as far on the other side of the county as you can
Yeah.
get from where I am. And of course, that's when I got a jury summons. I did get one when I was in law school in Macon, but I
Okay.
was like, I'm on spring break that week and they let
Yeah.
me off. So, but yeah, so the first time I had to report for jury duty, I had to drive 30 minutes to get there. And it was when Etta was old. It was like, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Well,
But
I
I sat there next to
something.
the guy next to me was like, I kept saying, okay, here's how we answer this question to get off. And here's how we answer this question to get off. And he got, they came and they were counting to see, and the guy next to me was the last person sat on the jury. And he looked at me, he was like, you're kidding. I was like, sorry, I tried.
Tried. I got in like the in Bibb County, I got in the hell loop of sequestered capital murder trial jury pools.
Oh,
And
God.
the first one, I was in college. Sorry, she's itching real bad. I need to get her another allergy shot. The first one, I was in college, and Judge Walker Johnson, who is since passed, he had melanoma, so another reminder to get your checks. But Judge Johnson knew, my dad and whatever. And I was in college. I was literally about to go back to school, but he was gonna sequester us for a week at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Macon. And I went and sat in the witness box. And I said, I'm a college student, I'm about to go back to school. And he looked at me and said, Miss Griffiths, if I write you a note. I said, well, Judge Johnson, that's 2 weeks of my semester. Like, that's a big deal to miss the first 2 weeks of class. I said, but I'm sure, because you're a federal judge, if you write me a note,
You can do
I'll get
whatever
off
you
the
want.
I know, right? And he looked at me and he started giggling and he said, oh, I'm just kidding. You can go tell your dad. I said, hey. And I was like,
Right.
fricker. What
Yeah.
the? And then the second one I got called for was out of Savannah. So the judge and all the people from Savannah came up to Macon to get a jury, and were going to take us back down to Savannah to sequester us for 2 weeks. For an awful, I mean, when they read the charges, it's just the worst. I mean, it's so awful what these people did.
Yeah.
And so that was my jury loop for capital murder cases out of Bibb County. It was terrible. No, you're fine. It was so bad. So
Excuse me.
this is minor, compared to all that. It's not a capital murder case, I don't think. But still. Dang it. Of all the weeks,
I
it's like
know.
the busiest week on my calendar. So anyway, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Yes, please.
And then yesterday, Kim Kardashian. And I don't remember what you call these, side eyes, or what were you thinking, or I don't know. What do you usually call these when you do them?
Me? I don't
Yeah.
know that I had a. I'm usually, I don't know. I'm
The things
usually
that
too
make me
fired up
go,
bitching
what the
about
hell? Or, I mean, anyway.
it.
I don't understand this fake hair
Things I can't
underwear.
get behind.
Things I can't get
So things
behind.
I can't get behind.
They're called bush undies. I can't. Like,
Like
I sent them to
that you
all of
can
my
just
friends yesterday as a joke saying, Merry Christmas. These are going to be in your stocking.
I mean, you can just not shave or go to the waxer
Right.
and have that for free, y'all. You don't have
Right.
to give Kim Kardashian money.
No, and they're sold out. They are
That's just
already
so weird.
sold out.
Surely it's people who followed through on the joke and just bought them as a joke. Like nobody's wearing those, right?
One of my friends requested a red one.
See, like that would be funny.
Yeah.
Surely that's what people are doing.
Like fire crotch. I'm like, whoa, let's not request colors of in there. It's so bad. Why? I
I
can't
don't
get
know.
behind that or in front of it or in them.
Good,
I just
good.
can't. What in the
It's so
world?
stupid.
So,
It's just so
anyway,
stupid.
I hate to spoil your Christmas gift.
Oh,
Yeah, I won't be buying any.
yeah.
But things that we might buy, Mandy, or is this your book for the week for us? I love
It
that. I love that. Tell us about it.
is. So another recommendation from the Parnassus Instagram page. If y'all aren't
Okay.
following that, you should,
Yes.
because Anne gets on usually on what Tuesdays and Fridays and recommends books. But anyway, she had recommended, and it's made the rounds. But I always trust Anne.
Yes.
The Correspondent. And I read it this weekend or listened to it this weekend and I loved it.
Okay. Do you know
It
who it's by?
I was just gonna look that up.
Okay.
It's a woman who is a lawyer, a retired lawyer, very independent. So she spoke to me, right?
Yes.
And she believes in the written word. And so she writes books. I mean, not
Okay.
she doesn't write books. She writes letters. She writes letters. And so the entire book is her, like the story is told through her letter writing.
Okay.
It is by Virginia Evans. And so, yeah, so it's obviously not just her letters, it's letters that she also receives, but it
Okay.
sort of tells the whole story of her from her childhood all the way through. So it's just very interesting. She has a pen pal relationship with Joan Didion. So you hear from
Okay.
Joan. But she'll all the one of the through lines of it is that she has been pen pals with her best friend since like middle school, and they always would end their letters with "I'm reading, blah blah blah. What are you reading?" And they would talk about the books they're reading too. And
I
so at
love
one point, I was
that.
like, "I need to know all the books that are mentioned in the
Yes.
correspondent. I want to go read all of them."
I love that.
But anyway, it was just, yeah, it was a really good book. I liked that one a lot.
That sounds
So, the correspondent.
just different enough to be a standout, but really thought-provoking. So I'm excited. I'm going to add that to my list.
Absolutely. I think you should. It was
Cool.
delightful. Well, talk to us about your favorites this week, Katie.
So I have found, well, first of all, my favorite thing is one of your favorites from last week. So I'm going to co-sign on My Dad Wrote a Porno or whatever the name of that podcast was. I howled laughing. Like, I should not have listened while I was driving because I was crying, laughing. It is so funny. It is exactly what you think it should be. And I have recommended it to
Oh.
everyone that I feel like a preacher can say those words to. Is amazing.
Right.
So thank you for
Yeah,
that,
just
first
a
of all.
reminder, like don't listen to it in front of your children.
No,
It
I
is
mean,
not for
it's
children.
not sexy, but it's also not
No.
appropriate. It's amazing. And so this show that is now my new favorite is also kind of in that same vein. Like if you've got young kids, this is not something that you should watch in front of them, even though it's on Disney. But it's called The English Teacher, and it's kind of the high school version of Abbott Elementary. And it stars, okay, so if you're a Will and Grace fan, which I completely am, if you remember the flight attendant that Jack McFarlane, I think, ended up marrying, certainly dated, but he's a Latino flight attendant. He is the
I don't
English
remember.
teacher, the lead in this show, and it's in Texas. So the politics are hilarious. The coach is really funny. Like, it's such a great cast. It is more colorful than Abbott Elementary, but it's like that same concept, but in high school. So it's really fun. It's two seasons. Highly recommend. The other thing that I have found this week is a TikTok account called Davis underscore big underscore dog. And he is this amazing kid who does school lunch reviews. And they are hilarious.
Does he have dark hair?
Yeah, he's a big kid, dark hair.
Okay, yeah, I think
But
I've
you can
seen
tell
him.
he's just gentle and sweet. But his food reviews of like Lunch Lady Pizza are hilarious. They're just so funny. He's just adorable. So if you need a little pick me up, then go follow him. He's great. And then the last two things, in our sweet little neighboring town of Rochelle, Georgia, there is a local store that carries, all the Georgia grown stuff. So local coffee and peanuts and pickled things and art, and they have a little coffee bar, all that. And so I went in not too long ago, and two of their products have stolen my heart. And they're both Georgia grown products, which I love. One of them is Ruthie's Best Butterscotch. And if you're the kind of gal that likes to keep a jar of icing in the refrigerator, or, whatever, peanut butter, you scoop out a spoonful of peanut butter, then you are going to love this Ruthie's. I have had it warm on apples when I have seen her out in the wild at festivals. I have gotten a spoon and dipped it right out of my jar and out of the refrigerator and just eaten it. It is delicious. She's from Albany. She used to be the food lady on the Albany TV station down here. So she's like
What's her
a
name?
Ruthie. I don't know.
Ruthie.
Yeah.
Yes, 1,000%.
Yes,
I've been
Ruthie's Best
interviewed by Ruthie.
Butterscotch. Oh my God, I met her. I
I have
love
been
her.
interviewed by Ruthie. Listen,
Well, let me tell you, her
I have
butterscotch,
appeared on her television show.
it's amazing. So, I mean, of
Girl, I
course
know
she's the
Ruthie.
best. I love it. So it's kind of hard to find online. So what I've linked is to her website. And then you can go
Okay, I'm gonna
in
have to check
and
that out.
do a store locator. So that's kind of the best way to find it. I wish it was on the Georgia Grown website, which this next product is, but it is not. I looked and there's anyway, but so Ruthie's Best Butterscotch, it's so good. It's so good. It's just evil. It's so good. So definitely check that
Funny.
out. And then the other thing that I found in there that I just love are these butter toffee Georgia peanuts. So I've linked on there to the Georgia Grown website. And let me tell you, with the holidays coming up, what a great resource to have because there's all kinds of good stuff. I have had and have several of the sauces, the barbecue sauces, just at festivals around here where they come and sell them. But that I've linked specifically to these toffee peanuts that I are like crack. Like I love them too. But all of those Georgia Grown products would be a great way to support local farmers, local, product makers. So check that out when you're looking to do, they do gift baskets, all that kind of stuff. So check out the whole Georgia Grown website. But those two products are my new favorite things. So, yes, so I'm going by there today to get some extra stuff for some gifts for people. And I've been told I need to try the pickled okra. So I'm going to get a jar of that to try for
Yum.
myself. So
Okay.
there we go. So those are my
Okay.
favorites
That
these
sounds.
days.
Those are great. Thank you, Katie.
I love that you know
What's
Ruthie.
going
She's so sweet.
on? Girl, I would not have guessed that.
I know, right?
I would have guessed that Ruthie's a little bitchy. That's what I would have guessed from watching her
Well,
on the
I
television
was giving her
for
money
25 years.
and telling her how great she was. So,
Yeah, we went, I guess my senior year, the week before the musical
oh, yeah.
opened. I want to say her show was called Town and Country. And we drove to Albany and were interviewed. And I'm sure it will shock everyone to know that I was just as confident as I could be in that interview.
Shocker.
Ruthie did not faze me at all.
Yeah. So one thing
That's
I
not at all
think,
intimidating.
well, and that's, I didn't know who she was, but I was like, oh, it's Ruthie. I'm like, yeah, she makes great butterscotch. They were like, no, she was on TV
No,
forever.
that's Ruthie.
Yeah, that's Ruthie. But the butterscotch, what she did was put it on some pound cake. So I think it would, if you needed a dessert for something, you could even buy a pound cake and just melt the stuff and pour it on top and have a great whatever. So anyway, loved it. Loved it. You were asking me what I was doing this week. So the rest of this week, I've got some Zoom calls. Saturday is a relaxing football day, I hope. We've got people here doing conferences or whatever you want to call it for the next couple of weeks. So we have to be mindful of others as they are here at the campground. We love it when we have visitors.
Well, good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. But that's about it.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, I'm just headed home after all the festivities. Nothing exciting going on. Hopefully,
Awesome.
people will be gone by the time I get back.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Maybe you won't need that water balloon.
Yeah.
I still
But
think
I'm gonna
that'd be
think about
funny.
it.
I think
It
you
would be
should do
funny.
it. Yeah.
These children the other night were young. I mean, it was like 9 o'clock and they were like
Why are you
four.
not in
I was like,
bed?
what are we doing? What are we doing? Quit acting like you're on vacation or something.
Yeah.
All right.
All
Well, I hope
right,
everybody has a
friend.
great week.
Yes, go find your people.